week. We officially not allowed to play it no more.
Knowledge on
it. I cannot believe
this. With Kill Nash. Oh, I can leave.
DJ Killer Kid.
Mouse.
And Hey Dizzle.
Let me tell you, boys, you can't make that shit up.
The Inside. Real deal, straight up.
Are you crazy?
Hottest stories from the world of hip hop.
This is ludicrous.
It's the big boss, Rick Ross.
What up? It's your boy, Young Jeezy.
This is 50 Cent.
Sports.
Some of those dogs were the most incredible dogs I've ever seen.
And what's popping in the DYT.
I couldn't make this shit up if I tried. I'm sad that I lack the talent to make this shit up.
Here's Kev Nash, DJ Killer Kev, and A Dizzle.
You can't make this up, podcast Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
A Dizzle.
Episode 383. Man, you know what? It's a Monday pod. It's a little after 7 o'clock. You know, obviously, normally we do these pods like on Sundays. Sometimes we even do them on Saturday. And we make the topics in the notes of the iPhone or whatever. So, you know, on Saturday, it was a nice list of things that happened that we was going to discuss. But then Sunday happened, so it grew some more. And then Monday happened, and then it totally exploded. So we still gonna get to what we had going on this week in our personal lives, but let's make it brief.
Yeah.
Killer, how was the week?
Good. No, I'm just kidding. Nah, we had a good week, man. It was a good week of edible. Getting on track, had to put on my boss shoes and hurt some feelings, but it is what it is. You know, I got a business to run, so had a good week at edible. Got a DJ this weekend. Had a sweet 16 this past weekend. I'm doing a bowling party for end of the month social workers month. So somebody rented out the private room and having a kickback with the social worker people. So doing that this weekend. That should be a good time. And then wedding starts next week, first weekend of April. I think I got a wedding each month moving forward. So it was a good week. Good week.
Good to hear. Dizzle was popping.
I gotta ask y'all something first. Am I blurry to y'all right now?
You got a little Android popping off.
Man, I was highly upset with the quality of myself on the last pod. All right, let me see if this is better. Is this better?
No, I kind of got worse.
God damn it. Kev, you want to talk about your week? I'm going to try to figure this
out. Okay, no problem at all. No problem. I ain't do shit. So, no. In all seriousness, I had a solid week. Solid week. Shouts out to the nephews. Got a chance to hang out with the two nephews, man. You know, them boys is in college now. So, you know, try to kick it with them for the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks. Especially the oldest one, Trey. You know, he out here living for the city. You know what I'm saying?
College.
Yeah. He out here living for the city, enjoying his college youth years.
As he should.
Turned up a lot for St. Patrick's Day he did and told me about some of the stuff he got into, I'm sure. Didn't tell me everything, but also
gave the unk version.
Yeah. And Young Reg was in town. He was on spring break from Oklahoma, so I got a chance to go bowling with them. Cats had a good time hanging out with them, catching up with them and all that type of good stuff. But other than that, watched a whole bunch of college basketball over the weekend. Bracket is not busted for a change.
I
didn't win no bets, but you know, we still
put it on ESPN so you can get the clout because a lot of people busted.
I got 11 out of the 16 teams.
Left. Okay.
So that's not good. Horrible. That's I'm good, still man. Rocking. I'm still good. Dizzle underwater still, but it's all good, bro.
Still bad.
Big bad.
Man, I don't.
It looked
know.
Like 2008, 2024.
I'm gonna keep trying. It's on me.
That was your week.
It's on you, bro.
The week was chill, man. Not much going on. Little man's first, what was it? Swim lesson. So niggas, we in the pool now.
Okay.
And we missed the first lesson, so we a little bit behind. They already had like a song and dance and like they routine, so I'm in there just figuring shit out. But
just don't make me one of them anxiety videos where they throw the baby in, the baby roll over and float in the water. Like, I don't like them. They give me anxiety.
I'm thinking that's coming soon. This was week two of the lesson, and it's basically 30 minutes once a week. So I'm thinking the last lesson, we tossing them in. I mean, that's the only thing I can imagine. That might right. not be the case.
Right.
I have questions.
No, that's good to have on deck. That's good safety to have on deck.
Yeah. Yes.
We all know that Killer can swim. Matter of fact, another question. Killer, when did you learn how to swim? Did you learn how to swim in the service, or you know how to swim before you... You know,
oh no! My mom was a big go to the pool person, so I'm like Dizzle. I was 2 and 3 years old thrown in the water. I don't ever remember not swimming.
Wow, way to be! I'm a non swimmer. And the crazy part about it was my grandmother would take me and my brother to Punderson Beach all the time, like at least like I don't know once a week during the summer when we was kids. Never learned how to swim. And mm-hmm. the place she used to work at, GE, they used to have a swimming pool on the facility. And, you know, we'd go over there on the weekends at the pool, still couldn't learn how to swim. And then I was probably like in sixth grade. We was in New Jersey for my aunt's wedding, and my aunt has a pool. And my uncle tried to teach me how to swim, failed miserably. And then in high school, we had to pass swimming in order to pass gym class. Now, how embarrassing would it be not to pass gym?
Yeah.
So the That's big bad. Thing we had to do was swim the length of the pool. So the thing I can or could do, I could swim underneath the water. It's the whole coming up for air thing that I can't do. So I just dove in as far as I could and just swam the whole length of the pool underneath the water to pass. And he was like, good enough.
Right.
Good enough. I guess.
Right. I can doggy paddle. I can not drown. I don't know. I could probably swim the length, but I'm, you know, kicking under. And what they say, like a duck. They look calm up top and they kicking crazy underneath. That's how I swim basically. But yeah,
I got a shout out cousin
for me.
Shout out cousin D real quick. This came up this weekend about 10-12 years ago when Smoke went out to LA. Their first townhouse apartment had a community pool or whatever, but a nice size one. And all y'all 160, 170, buck 80 dudes like to challenge me to shit because I'm bigger. So Cousin D was like, man, you can't swim faster than me. Let's get to it. So we bust out the lap about halfway through. He pulled a hammy. Right before I finish, I pull a hammy, but I continued. So we were talking about that this weekend about how we both pull hammies racing.
And this was before the 40s, bro. This is what, mid 30s? Oh, yeah. Early
30s? We were straight off a plane and it was probably an hour after the flight. We were swimming in the pool. So.
Oh, good life. The good life.
Yeah.
Well, shit, man. We talked about ourselves, man. There's a lot to talk about in sports. Who wants to handle the sports topics today?
It don't matter.
Killer, take it, because I'm still trying to fix this shit, man.
I got you. So let's start with some old news, because this one is actually a topic that I really wanted to ask anyway. We all saw Ant-Man's dunk, right? Well, let's call it a Ant-Man's athletic play. Because my question to you, the definition of a dunk and what he did, I'm not taking away his athletic ability or how amazing it was, but we got to come up with a new term, a throwdown.
That's a dunk.
A thunk something.
That's a thunk?
Yeah, because he didn't touch the rim, just like Blake Griffin didn't touch the rim. And I don't like when those are called dunks, because if I was 6'10", and could jump 12, 13 feet, I could probably throw it down at the rim real hard, too. So I just want y'all opinions. Was it a dunk?
Or that's
was it
hate. That's hate. That's definitely a dunk, because you gotta get up higher to be able to just throw it in like that. Like, you can't graze the rim and do that. You got to be up there to just toss that bitch in.
But he ain't touched nothing. He just threw it.
That's a dunk, man.
How? Did you look up the definition of a dunk?
What's the definition? I have not looked up the definition.
Webster's.
scoring by shooting the ball down through the basket with the hands above the rim is what it says.
There you go. Above the rim. Like
you got to touch the rim.
I'm with Dizzle. That's a dunk, bro.
It was amazing.
Lord knows if I did that and somebody said it wasn't a dunk, I would be pissed. Like, nigga, I yammed on him, bro.
I did that at 12 on the 7.5 of a rim. Then I might go crazy.
You dunked on me.
I just threw it in.
Now that they hating on you. They hating
right. Right. I'm going to say the March Madness talk. I know JJ Redick and LeBron have a new podcast called Mind the Game. Y'all checked it out?
I love it. Not a chance. Yes. I love it. Oh. I love it, man.
I watched episode one today. Sounds like they recorded a couple episodes, had the wine popping. But I like the in-depth that they get into with basketball. They ain't just talking about, you know, why said person or said question, this person is great, this person is great. They actually start breaking down plays. They give in definitions. They give in pre-disclaimers of, you know, the horn screen and this, that, and the third. So they really was a different style of a pod with basketball at the topic, and I loved it.
I loved it as well. This is not a podcast you should be listening to. It's a podcast you should be watching on YouTube because they show plays in there that they're talking about. Mm-hmm. So you can, like, understand the game. So basically, I'm not sure if y'all remember, JJ Redick a couple weeks ago on ESPN was talking about it's the responsibility of, you know, the talking heads to teach the people that watch the game of basketball so they just don't come up with hot takes or whatever. They can have an informed opinion about what type of actions do this and what you should do in this case. You know, of course, on the pod, we do the back and forth about who's the GOAT, what y'all think about this, what you think about that. I'm here for that as well, but I'm also here for getting a little bit of knowledge from two dudes very knowledgeable about the game and obviously one of the greatest basketball players of all time, LeBron James, even doing a podcast. I mean, getting him to sit down to do something, that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I didn't watch it. I don't think I could sit. It's like an hour long and they just talking plays. Like, I'm good, man. So
nah, they talking other stuff. They talking, you know, breaking down when you know I was in the league on this team. It was amazing to me how NBA players couldn't flip a play because it was ran on practice on the left side every day. And because we have a point guard that's right hand dominant, we gonna, you know, it gets deep like that. So they just talking about basketball. It's not just straight, you know, chalkboard. Okay.
Plays. I was about to say, because I did watch Kobe's detail. Is it similar to that? Like, they
very similar to that.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have all the visuals. They have some the stuff that they talk about, but it's much like detail, but you know, more of a laid back environment. And also, like, this is another banner for LeBron to wave to show that he's smarter than everybody else. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, yeah, he's doing this for, you know what I'm saying, for his man JJ, and this is like more stuff that he's involved in, but he's doing it also to be like, yeah, I know basketball. For anybody out there that don't think I know, just think I'm an athlete just out here playing, let me remind y'all that, like, I really do this, not just on the court, but up here.
And one nugget I took away from that pod is LeBron said, when I get my team, I'm going to have all these smart motherfuckers working for me. So LeBron is shopping for that NBA expansion pack again. We're trying to get a couple more teams out there, it sound like. So
Vegas coming soon.
Yeah, buddy. Speaking of Vegas, I'm sure Netflix got something going on in Vegas. Netflix is the GOAT right now.
Yeah.
They have announced the new sports series Receiver featuring Davante Adams, Justin Jefferson, George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. That sounds like some quality receivers for a show. It sounds like it's going to get – I hope it's hope it's kind of like y'all probably don't watch the full swing thing. There you go, 4K.
Chris,
I see you. Chris, I see you looking like 27-year-old Dizzle again. I see.
You get a retwist?
Right.
I did.
Just, yeah. Just like just now though. Now we'll talk about the
that's funny.
The Netflix has announced the new sports series receiver featuring Davante Adams, Justin Jefferson, Kittle, Samuel, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Sounds like a quality show. I'm hoping it's kind of like the golf show Full Swing they got on Netflix, because Full Swing kind of gets you into real situations that happened maybe, you know, months ago in a tournament, but it's kind of showing you the thought process, the in and out of the full day, not just the golf that we see on TV, but the preparation, the waiting, the stress, et cetera. So I'm hoping it's detailed like that. What y'all thinking about it?
You said man, receiver?
Yeah, it's going to be called receiver.
No, it didn't. I'm sorry. I can't help.
You must have heard the audio leak.
Oh shit! Who can you say the receivers again? Because
Davante Adams, okay. Soon to be Bengal Justin Jefferson.
Okay, should I get the heavy hitters?
George Kittle, Debo Samuel, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's like they're doing a quarterback. They got to do a receiver, so they're doing the basketball version. If that's for you,
yeah,
definitely, 100%. Which receiver y'all looking for most to seeing their personality and like what they got going on off the field?
Odell, he got Kim K. He got Kim K. right now. I'm trying to see what's going on.
Trying to see the footage,
right?
Yeah.
Hopefully she got better since the Ray J days.
That's hate.
How is that hate?
I think it's just hating today.
How is that hate? We all seen the tape. We seen the footage. Didn't look like it was a good time. Just saying.
That's hate.
All right. Sound like we're moving along here. So, the legend, Paul Pierce, says that the legend James Harden is a bigger superstar than the legend Kawhi Leonard. Is Paul Pierce saying that James Harden is a bigger superstar than Kawhi Leonard true?
Yeah, man. I mean, he's stating the obvious. Kawhi don't want to be a superstar. Kawhi is fine with his rings and his Toyota truck that he drive, and you know, he's not looking to be a superstar.
He got a forerunner. Yeah.
I saw a post. He said he drive the same shit he been driving since his college days.
The funniest shit I seen with Kawhi, that boy about 3 or 4 weeks ago got hurt at halftime, put on some clothes, and dipped on out third quarter. I said, shit, he don't want to be there.
Yeah.
So
James is a bigger superstar. He be in the strip clubs, you know what I'm saying? He be with Lil Baby. That's his bag.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say, whether we like it or not, James Harden, it created a move that I could have definitely used in my youth that everybody is now doing, a step, a stop, and a slide, and a couple steps, and a shot. So, however you look at it, he's definitely more superstarish than Kawhi.
Yeah, it's about the culture. It's about who's putting more eyeballs on the product, who's moving product. I mean, I've never seen anybody wear a Kawhi jersey. I've never seen anybody in Kawhi's New Balance. Yeah, that speaks to the superstardom and the popularity of a person. Who's more exciting to watch when they got it going? Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. Who I want on my team? Kawhi Leonard. Who's a better basketball player? Kawhi Leonard. But that's not always what moves the needle for the masses.
So, if Kawhi and James was on your team, and then James Harden went and contested Kawhi's shot, how would that make you feel? Because that shit was stupid.
I didn't realize what he was doing. I had to watch it a couple of times to see that he really was. He was trying to be funny, but the nigga he bricked it, so he he messed him up.
Yeah,
his own teammate shot better than he could test opponent shots. Like, that's the crazy part. I mean, it would have been cool if Kawhi would have made the shot. It'd have been a ha ha, funny, funny, laugh, laugh, laugh. But he missed the shot, and you know, and now it's looked at as like, oh man, you goofing around, you silly. Or whatever, but I understand what he's saying. Like, hey man, we trying to keep the excitement going, and you know, keep people talking about the game. That speaks to his superstardom, I guess.
I don't know.
Well, I got to make it next time, then.
Yeah,
they got to make it.
It's going to be next time.
NBA don't like horseplay. He fucking around and gets suspended. You know, they don't like horseplay. Speaking of the NBA. They shutting down the G League Ignite team after this season, canceling the development squad of elite draft prospects and veterans that launched in 2020. To be honest, I wasn't hip. I don't follow the G League too much, but didn't know.
I know they had some, if I'm not mistaken, Jalen Green came from the G League joint, Scoot Henderson. I want to believe that. Did the Thompson twins do the Ignite? Well, I know that. Mm-hmm. See that? I know some of them are doing like overtime elite.
Yeah,
like
I think they were in overtime. I think they were in overtime.
So, I mean, I would have to see why they're doing it, because the Ignite team, it hasn't been around for too long for them to try it and then basically shut it down a few years later. So,
right.
I'm not really
how,
sure.
Do we know how many G League teams there is? Is it like. Does every team have a G League team?
No.
Okay.
Like, they collab on teams, and you know, they got the call-ups. They want to make the G League just like minor league baseball. I think it's pretty trash of the NBA to shut down this team. Yeah. I mean, you as the NBA created the G League for a reason. You created this Ignite team for a reason to develop the young talent. Why are you stopping? Are you conceding that the overseas model does it better than you're able to do in the G League with your own team? Because that's what it seems like to me. I mean, you look at, you know, some of the young talent that comes from there, they don't hold a candle to what comes from overseas. Like Jalen Green, he's exciting, you know, it's cool. But his, you know, first couple years in the league, do they even hold a candle to what Luka was able to accomplish? Not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Luka is just different than all these dudes.
Yeah.
So they carrying it right now. So I think they really need to maybe reconfigure how they doing it or their approach, but just giving up on it completely. Like, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah. Speaking of not a fan of something, I like this transition. Deion Sanders says that Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter will deny going to certain teams in the upcoming 2025 NFL draft. I think we are creating a monster of now paid college athletes with some money in their pocket, and I'm not playing for the Hornets. So I think that's going to be the start of a bombshell moving forward, where this whole Eli shit about to be elevated. Everybody's gonna be doing it. What's your thoughts?
I'm with it 1,000%, man. I'm with all the player empowerment. You are the talent. This is a business. You have power. I'm with it. Yes.
What happens when said talent don't get no job because he holding out?
That's cool. If that's a You got to make a choice. If that's the way you want to roll, you got to deal with what come with it. If that's what come with it, that's the choice he made.
I don't want to see.
I'm with it.
I don't want to see Shedeur playing in Turkey.
It worked out for Eli. Has there been other players to do it, or is Eli like the last one that we could think of? Because what, Le'Veon Bell? I remember he held out and it never turned around for him.
I was going to say that sounded like a little bit of privilege. Sound like a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you when you speak from a place of privilege, and you know, some of these cats that are able to do that are speaking from a place of privilege because they're able to gain popularity and money from NIL. But like, that money gonna
gonna end at some point. I mean, people not just gonna be paying you, you know, endorsement dollars if you're not playing and you're not producing on the field. The biggest thing about it, Eli was the best quarterback, hands down, coming out. It was no question. Mm-hmm. When John Elway did it, he was the best quarterback, hands down. They had the power. Shador is not the best quarterback. When you're the absolute best, hands down, you can do it. Just like Marvin Harrison Jr. said, yeah, I'm not doing anything at the combine. Yeah, I'm not doing anything at Ohio State Pro Day.
And I'm still going to be a gonna top be six.
First, he's going to be the first wide receiver taken. There's no competition.
So, for Caleb, him. Can Caleb Williams, he's supposed to go to the Bears?
No, no. There is debate about if it should be him, should it be Jaden Daniels from LSU. Like, everybody else is vying for position. There's a very, very select few that are going to be able to flex that and say, nah, I ain't playing for this team. Look, man, I'm down with the player empowerment, but unless you are clear-cut the best, then you need to go out there and play for the team that's willing to pay you to play. Like, like you have a team that was, what, 4-6? 4-6. And you talking about you're not going to play for certain teams? And as far as Travis Hunter is concerned, you need to figure out what position you're going to play, because guess what? You're not going to play wide receiver and cornerback in the NFL. You need to master one craft and pick that. Are you going to be a DB or are you going to be a wide receiver? Because they're not going to draft you at the top four. Be like, all right, look, man, used to play 80 snaps for Colorado. Go out there and do the same thing for us. No, not going to happen. So pick which one, which side of the ball you're going to play on and master that. And then maybe you can be like a top 10 pick. But I mean, what has he shown to say, like, oh yeah, man, he's better than, you know, all these receivers that's coming out in the current draft. Like, he is not. He is not. Yeah. Now he can. Shador can prove that he's the best hands down quarterback, but you could talk. You got to prove it first before you start saying you're not about to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like you said, with these NIL deals, they got more power now than ever. So if not Shador and Travis Hunter, two of the biggest, they might not even be the best, but they bring eyes, you know what I'm saying? So they have that power to do that. They better cash in now and be able to at least have a little bit of power in their future. While they got that leverage, use the leverage.
The NFL is king. People gonna watch the NFL if all three of us was playing. they not bringing more eyeballs to the NFL.
Jersey sales, man. Come on now. You know they're superstars. Man, they got you new like it. Come on, bro. Hey. They got the t-shirts already printed, man. If he can manufacture a big market, like a team that's just needing one piece and damn boom, and he ain't even gotta be the best, but just, you know what I'm saying? I'm all for that, man. Especially now that they rich. They coming into the game already rich.
Do you want to win or you just want money? Like, because winning is money. When you win, you get the bag. Mm-hmm. Like, I get trying to set yourself up for success and land in a spot where you think, like, all right, man, I'm going to make the best of my career. I'm going to be the best that I can be. But from the interview I was watching, it just, excuse me, sounded like he didn't want to have him playing in a cold weather city. Like, nigga, what? Like, what? Wait, huh? Because you don't want to be cold?
You literally in Colorado.
Yeah, you in Colorado. What? So if the Patriots draft him, you're not going to go?
Like, I didn't hear that.
He's not that good to be saying, oh, I'm not going to play for them. Nah. Like, if Shaq coming out of LSU back in the day said, yeah, I ain't want to go to the Orlando Magic, he could flex his power and say, yeah, I'm not going there. I'm going here. This nigga ain't Shaq.
Right. So we got two more topics before we get into this March Madness. Kobe Bryant's 2000 championship ring gifted to his father heads to auction. Mm. How, Sway? And why? Because I don't know the details.
It's sad, man. Obviously, RIP to Kobe, but, you know, this is common knowledge that him and his parents were not on the greatest of terms, especially mm-hmm. him and his mom. So I guess this was a replica ring from the championship year of 2000 that he got his pops, you know, and mom's has been selling his high school stuff for years. And now she's selling this and sending it up for auction, man. It's pretty sad, man.
Yeah. Damn. Speaking of sad, because this touches at my DraftKings strings. Shohan Ohtani's longtime interpreter, I'm not going to say his name, look it up, after a federal investigation found he transferred at least $4.5 million from Ohtani's bank account to settle an outstanding gambling debt. I sure hope Ohtani is not behind this in any way, because I looked up this man's contract. 4.5 is the equivalent of my $20 I spent on DraftKings to him. So it's $700 million. Man, did you know he getting 20 of that 700 million, 20 of that million is happening for the next 10 years. 680 of that million is getting Bobby Bonilla'd.
Yes, sir. Get
that July 1st check of $75 million for the next 9 years when he long done with baseball.
Screws me ducking
it. Crazy.
So are they gonna have to prove his innocence, or are we gonna have to prove that he's guilty? Because at this, if it's your main, it's your interpreter, you don't speak English, that your right hand man, he already guilty, sound like.
Yeah, he already guilty, but I just hope that Ohtani wasn't speaking that shit like, put 20 on the Nuggets for me tonight. You know what I'm saying? And then he having to cover the debt. So I'm hoping it That's wasn't crazy. One of those situations. So sad all the way around. But watch the people close to you, bud.
Indeed. So let me say this. One, gambling is not illegal for athletes. Athletes can gamble in Las Vegas, Atlantic City, in states where they got the sports betting apps. Well, California does not have the sports betting apps, so you can't do that. So gambling with a bookie, an illegal bookie, is illegal. Obviously, they're saying that the interpreter did not bet on baseball. I don't know about y'all, but I don't have too many people that have my bank account information that they can go ahead and transfer $10, let alone $4.6 million.
Yeah.
I'm calling major cap that his interpreter has his bank account. Why would the interpreter have the bank account? Agent, lawyer. That about it. Why does your interpreter need your bank account information and able to transfer money? Nah, man, I'm not buying it, dude. There's going to be a lot more that comes out. If I'm Major League Baseball, man, you got to, for lack of a better word, suspend them until the investigation is completed. Because, I mean, you go look at, Pete Rose. You look at all the scandals that happened in baseball, mm-hmm. like way back in 1919 with the White Sox. Like, baseball always got cheating scandals. We can talk about the steroid use and all that type of stuff. This right here, this could cripple the game forever. And they coming off such a good season with the pace of play being sped up and viewership up. You got the best player in baseball involved in a gambling scandal. This is not him having a debt at Atlantic Casino or up there at the MGM in Vegas or anything like that. He is tied up with an illegal bookie. Nigga, like Goodfellas, nigga. Like, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Nigga will come back missing a thumb.
Right. Dishes. No wonder he ain't pitching in LA. So, last but not least on the sports topics, March Madness is here. I love it. We've had some great games. Of course, some great upsets. Shout out to my Dayton Flyers for getting past that 17-point deficit, which I fell asleep on them because they pissed me off and woke up when it was down 7. And I watched them get that 63-60 win and then get tapped by said Arizona. I think who else got upset? Oregon got upset.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. SEC garbage. Looking trash Kentucky. Right now. SEC was looking terrible in the tournament. They get that Big Ten thrash talking that we used to get a couple years ago. Who are out of the Sweet 16 that we got? Who is your final four predictions?
I don't even know. Let me double check who in this mug.
You ain't fill out a bracket?
I did, but this I'm looking at it and this looks so confusing because it got all my marks that I've missed. So I'm trying to see. NC State got the big boy, right? Zach Randolph 2.0.
Okay. Yeah, the lefty.
Give me NC State. Give me UConn. UConn been dogging. Give me Illinois. And then give me Houston. Just random. I don't even know what they I don't know who on their team. I know they got a big lefty on NC State, and that's it. And then I know UConn been dogging.
So for me, I'm gonna leave it to the veteran that does this for a living last. for me, I like UConn. They'll be getting out of the East, out of the West.
Oh yeah, you can't have UConn and Illinois. They play each other.
So let me take out Illinois because UConn's dogging. Who else is there? Iowa State.
No, you got North Carolina, Alabama, Clemson, Arizona.
Oh, I didn't even see them down there. All right, I forgot about North Carolina. And then give me let me redo mine. My bad. I'm looking at the bracket. This bracket is huge. All right, give me Purdue. Purdue, they got a big dude on there.
Zach Edey.
Give me North Carolina. They still let him, yeah. North Carolina, they've been dogging.
They are UConn,
and then NC State.
So I got UConn. Uh-oh. I got Arizona.
Ooh.
I got Purdue. And I got Houston in my final.
Oh, H-Town. H-Town. Well, here goes the kiss of death to UConn because I also have UConn. I got UConn coming out the East, North Carolina coming out the West. I got Duke coming out the South, and I got Purdue coming out the Midwest with UConn and Purdue playing in the championship game and UConn going back to back.
Mm, so that means they're not gonna win. That's
my game. They're out of here. But you know what? You know what? We bag on ourselves for all predicting the same thing. We all picked the Denver Nuggets to win the NBA championship when they played the Heat. So we gotta give ourselves a little bit of grace, a little bit of credit. We did get that right. Very easy pick, by the way.
I think UConn doesn't make it. I think Arizona and Houston playing for the chip with it going to H-Town.
I ain't H-Town, seen Houston, stay down. Man, I was good on Houston until, last night when they was up like 18 and decided to go to overtime for Texas A&M. I was like, what's
with a minute 51 left. That was crazy.
Ain't no Cinderellas this year.
Man, the biggest Cinderella took out Kentucky, Oakland, out the Horizon League, the same league Wright State plays in. Funny enough, we got a chance to interview the dude that murdered them, that hit 10 threes on them. And we interview him today on the sports show, Cool Cat, man. He's making bank on his NIL deals. Bank. Nice.
It's about to increase.
Yeah, he let us in on a little secret about, you know what I'm saying? He absolutely had nothing. And his cool story is he played 5 years at the D2 level, transferred to Oakland for one season. He's not getting any NIL dollars to play at Oakland. You drop 30-plus on Kentucky in the first round and knock down 10 threes. People come calling like H&R Block and freaking –
I saw he did a TurboTax joint.
Yeah, TurboTax.
Right after the game, he was still in his uniform, like niggas in the tunnel. Like, damn, they called that quick.
That money, my G.
Hell yeah.
That bag.
Head back to Michigan, not Cali. In Michigan.
Yeah, you the man.
Yeah.
Diesel.
What's popping in the world of entertainment, man? What's going on? What's going on? And oh, please do save the best for last.
Okay. Yeah, we will. We will save the best for last. Well, let's start with Kendrick. I don't even think this is on the list. Did y'all heard of Future, Metro Boomin, new album? We Don't Trust You drop. We realize that Future and Drake is beefing. I didn't know this. But then the song, what's it called? Like That?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That shit fire. Are y'all fire. Here for the Drake Kendrick rap beef?
Nah. Man. go. Please go. Well, please go.
I just think that certain people do certain things well. Drake is a full-blown entertainer. I think Kendrick is a full-blown rapper. So I think you get into the realm of beefing and battling, you're going to have to entertain better than he rap, and this is a rap battle. So I don't know how that's going to go. I just don't. I want to keep them. You know, some people shoot free throws good. Some people golf good. Some people play tennis well. Just stay in your lane. Just entertain. Make top 40, you know, rap radio tracks and do your thing. I don't want to see the beef. I don't want to see the rap battle. Because somebody gonna get, you know, this is a cancel culture society. You get thrashed too hard, niggas is gonna write you off like, oh, it's over for you. And then now you on tour at the Schuster. I don't want to see.
I need the bars.
Go for it. Let them know.
Let them know.
These are the top niggas in the game, man. I don't want to see Kumbaya. I want to see these niggas go neck to neck, man. Wait, no Diddy.
Listen, man. This is it. This is it. This is the one, baby. This is the one. Now look, man. We've seen Drake lose a rap battle before. Shouts out to my boy, Pusha T.
That's why we know we don't want to see it.
You probably are right. And we all know that Kendrick is a better rapper. And when Drake eventually replies with him and his writing crew, it's going to be okay, but it's not going to be great. It's not going to be good enough to move the needle. Now, when we talk about one, Jermaine Cole, that's a battle. That's a fair fight. That's a fair fight. Look, man, it's not a fair fight, Kendrick versus Drake. It's just not. It's just not. Like Killer said, like, he's going to make good songs. And, I mean, I got to give Drake all the credit in the world. I personally still believe that Back to Back is a top three diss record of all time. It's a great song. He got at my guy. He won, hands down. But he got mollywopped by Pusha T. And if you're supposed to be the best rapper of all time, you can't lose back-to-back rap battles. You can't. You have to win. You have to win. So he has to reply. And after he replies, we're gonna reconvene and say, okay, it's 1-1 or nope, he got you. Give it up. Yeah. Now, when Cole steps back into the ring, that's where the competition really begins. And that's where the fun gonna start right there.
Yeah, because Cole is in album mode, man. He's active. Yeah. But Drake responded. You ain't hear his response?
Boo, nigga, boo.
He responded on his tour. He said,
what do you say?
Can't nobody F with me. I walk around with my head held high and my chin held up. Like,
it's a light skin shit.
Yeah.
You know what that shit is? You know what that shit is? That shit is like when college coaches start losing games and start talking about our graduation percentage and how good our guys are doing in the classroom, in the community. Nah, nigga, we don't give a fuck. We want to win games. Nah, nigga, we don't care that you got money and you make better, you know, radio hits and you sell out arenas and you got all the club bangers. This is about the bars.
We need bars.
We don't care about that type of stuff. We don't care about popularity when it comes to this. It's about who got the bars, bro. And look, I know some people put Drake on the clock about to reply.
I was about to say, it's been 48. It's been 48 hours, man.
Longer than that.
He got a week. He got till Friday.
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 So to take a page out of your
– he should already have bars ready. He already got bars ready, man. You know he got shit that he just been putting to the side, waiting on this moment. Any rapper – they both. J. Cole, like, you should have bars ready for these type of moments. He got them ready, man. I need to hear it.
I will say, to take a page out your book, Dizzle, I would rather it be a good song than a Rush song. Dating back to the Jay-Z and Nas beef or a rap battle, whatever, you know, Jay-Z dropped Takeover, eventually Nas dropped Ether, and then like 2 days later, you know, Jay-Z dropped a terrible rap record, Super Ugly, which was whack. And so ultimately, like, people like, you lost, man, because your response wasn't good enough. Drake, listen to me, Aubrey. Take your time, have your best writers write some great stuff. You go in there and deliver, but take your time because you get one opportunity to respond. If the response
time is of the essence. So how long he got then? If the whole year go by, if the whole year go by, he don't say nothing.
With the right one, man. You got to have the right one because if it's whack, if it ain't up to snuff, then what?
Schuster Center. Nah, you're right. Yeah. He got one shot.
See, the petty in me, if I was Kendrick, I'm
coming with another. You got one shot. And he don't need a whole bunch of yes men.
I like that, killer.
I'm coming with another one if I'm Kendrick. I'm petty.
Come on with another one. Yeah. Where you at? Yeah. Where you at?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because that's the thing about it. We all trust Kendrick to go write another one very quickly. I mean, the person that we should say is on the clock is really J. Cole. Like, I think J. Cole should be more on the clock than Drake because he's that talented at rapping and writing bars. Even though he caught the lighter of the bars, he still has to respond. And I'm here for it. And I'm a J. Cole dude.
J. Cole just found out about it today because he ain't on social media. He on the bike. He outside shooting shots. He probably just now getting word about it. So he probably just now.
Yeah, he probably like, Kendrick, diss me? What?
Right.
What else we got? GTA 6. Kev, now that you have a PlayStation, are you going to be getting GTA 6 once it's released?
I'm with the shits. I'm trying to rob the bank. It's good.
What they saying, it could be pushed back until 2026 due to production reportedly falling behind.
Damn, so 2 years?
Another 2 year wait. Probably going to be on the next system, but we'll keep everyone posted. I'm sure this is not the last of the GTA delays. Did y'all watch the Freak?
What about you? What about you and GTA?
Man, talk to me when it's released, because they've been doing this whole song and dance for years now, man. They've been doing this for forever, and I wouldn't be surprised if it gets pushed back to 2026, and then when that come around, push back again. Dang. I'm gonna buy it though. Y'all watch the Freaknik doc?
Hell yeah!
Dayton got a shout out in there. Shouts out to the BYC.
Yes, they did.
What y'all think of it?
I ain't really know too much other than it was just turned. Didn't know it started in the 80s by some folks from, was from DC. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I could see how it started out as one thing and literally within a decade just spiral out of control and just had to be shut down. I forgot that they did it again. They did a 2020 version or 2022 or some shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely a what a time to be alive type of moment. I think if you got to experience that without the cameras and without the instant, and let me get this onto the social media world that we live in now, I think it was a well told story. They kept it tasteful because it could have got wild. Kept it tasteful, but I think we got a great insight of kind of what it did to Atlanta. what it did to the Black community. Should have been the Essence Festival that we know today, but I think it was a well told story, and sad to hear how it got. But you put a bunch of hornballs in one space, I'm sure things get a little crazy after a while. And I had visions being a class of 2000 graduate. I can remember 96, 97, 95, those, you know, junior high school years. I'm like, I'm going to that shit. Just didn't get a chance. So well told story though. I enjoyed the I always liked the home footage, the, you know, we seeing it from their perspective at that time. It was good. It was good.
Yeah, I loved it. I'm a huge documentary guy. My only complaint would be the people complaining about the documentary. Like, it was a documentary, and like Killa said, it was tastefully done. Like, people were expecting to see a Freaknik tape. Like,
they wanted that BET uncut.
Yeah. You wanted to see that. Like, no, go find it in your daddy attic. Like, that's where you're gonna find the Freaknik tape and all that shit going on. This is a documentary about how it came to become the big global thing that it was, and then why and how it got shut down. So it was pretty good, man. Shouts out to my brother. He went in what, 95, 96. And that's like, I saw his tape and I wanted to go to Freaknik. Unfortunately, by the time I was of age to go to Freaknik, there was no more, but I did go to Black Beach and oh boy.
Yeah, I hit up Galveston, Texas once in my life. That was a good time to be alive.
Indeed.
What else we got? Talk about Diddy in a minute. Euphoria is another show delayed. Killa, I don't think you ever watched Euphoria.
Y'all told me not to.
There's no need. You will not get any closure as they are delaying season 3 indefinitely, and it's already been pushed back multiple times. Kev, do you think this show is gonna eventually just get canceled or just fade into the dust?
It's a wrap. It's a wrap for this cast. It's a wrap for this cast. Like, look, man, Zendaya out here making Spider-Man movies. She's in the Dune. She out here doing her thing. The other young lady, Sydney, whatever her last name is, she in Marvel movies now, too. She's hosting SNL. She making big money. So to try to get those two people, and I ain't even talk about everybody else, but those are the two most recognizable folks, to, hey, stop what you're doing. Come film this for 6-7 months, ain't gonna happen. It just ain't gonna happen. So we may get a reboot later or a new version of season 3 that doesn't involve these characters, because if my math serves correctly, Zendaya's like 27.
Yeah, they can't play high school kids for too much longer. Yeah, but they need to be done with it. I don't even know where they're going to go with the storyline if they were to be able to get everybody back. It was good for what it was, but I would not be surprised if we never see the light of season 3. Kev, you want to just take it away? Because I don't know too much about Diddy's scenario. I saw Justin Combs and his other son.
Nah, before we get to that, we got to pay homage.
We got some breaking news, too. So y'all can go ahead. I just sent y'all the breaking news.
Swag Surfing, 15 years after its release, officially platinum. Gotta salute that, man. That's big time, man. That's huge, bro.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Taylor Swift for helping make it happen.
Nah.
You can't say
the
numbers ain't go up.
It shouts out to DJs like y'all. It shouts out to DJs like OPZ. It shouts out to all the HBCUs. Because 15 years ago, kids that's in college now, they was literally little kids. So, no, it shouts out to the DJs. It shouts out to the HBCUs for keeping that song alive. Obviously, Taylor Swift helped it get to this point. But, shoot. I'll also say this, that song right there is everything that Dizzle thinks Crank That is.
I was going to say, I'm not too far removed from the pandemic league pass NBA, and every time out they was playing Swag Surfing in every damn arena when I was watching that shit. And they get some shout outs too, but it's definitely up there. Sorry, dude.
This is huge, man. Congratulations to them dudes. You know, yeah. I don't even really, Fast Life Youngsters. I forgot the hell the name of the damn group.
Right.
Swag Surfing. That's all we need to know.
All right, let's get to it, man. Killer, you got some breaking
news?
Yeah. I just sent y'all a text, man. So it says Draymond Green and Steve Kerr were separated at practice.
It's not real.
It's not real.
It's not real.
It got Woj on it.
It says Woj fan. It's not real.
You've been boss act, man. But crack sports.
They did give me, it looked like.
Not affiliated with Woj's ESPN satire / parody.
Darn. I wanted it to be true. I wanted to hear about this choking. I guess we got to hear about another choking. Kev, take it away.
As the ditty turns. So, as things were wrapping up for me at the station today, I get a little tweet from the good old folks over there at TMZ. Diddy's Los Angeles and Miami homes raided by the FBI. And Homeland Security.
I'm about to say, and Homeland Security.
And Homeland Security. As a part of a sex trafficking investigation. Damn, Diddy. Damn, Puff. It's about to be over, bro. And they're talking about they saw his private jet in Bermuda. So, like, he left his kids at the house. Looked like Justin and Christian got detained. One of the twins was sitting by a tree. Like, if this nigga left his kids there, this nigga is a slime of the earth.
We're young Miami. We're young Miami. We got to find out where she at. Go to her Instagram.
Man. And to be honest, you know, the whole no Diddy thing was going to be our Diddy talk of the week. But this is obviously trumping that.
Yeah. When it gets Homeland Security involved, they don't come out the house for nothing. And they already got ducks in a row when they show up. So, it's got Rico all over it. It's got a bunch of issues. And for him to be on the run and already in Bermuda,
yeah, it
just don't look good on paper. Kev,
down in the Caribbean islands. Yeah,
I'm gonna need that bad boy mix stat.
Yeah, I'm about to get this off one more time. Well, just be clear, I'm not playing bad boy stuff. I'm just probably. We're going to have to stop playing the Diddy shit, man. And it's so sad because he made one of my favorite songs of all time, All About the Benjamins. Damn.
You can play those songs. You just can't play the sexual songs. We was more than my girl. We was like brothers. Wait, what? All night we would play Fight Under Covers. Like, wait a minute. You can play All About the Benjamins. You don't say nothing like that. Just certain songs.
Yeah, I'm hoping that at least in Diddy's situation, do we know that these were not minors or do we not know that?
We don't know.
Yeah, so one of the situations where Homeboy was a minor, I believe.
If it gets the minor tag, that's when we're going to start dealing with the music. If it gets to adults making decisions, I think we still all about the Benjamins, but I think it's those minors getting involved. That's when it gets a little cutthroat. Pause.
I'm about to have to order his classic album, No Way Out, that dropped in 97, which won the Grammy for Best Rap Album. I'm about to order that on CD or something because, nigga, at this rate, they're going to be pulling this nigga music from the streaming sites, boy. Yikes. This is bad business, man. Like, in all seriousness, man, like, straight up, like, the whole conversation was going to be, like, about the no Diddy basically replacing Paul's and stuff like that. It was funny. It still is funny, but damn, dude, this is bad. Russell Simmons doesn't come back to the United States because of stuff like this. So he's pulling the Russell Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that's why Russell Simmons was gone.
Mm-hmm. You got enough money, you leave the country, you just never come back. But this nigga got kids. And like, we ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying, the three oldest boys. I mean, he got three young daughters.
Right.
No, four. He got four young daughters. He got twins, the one from some other chick in Atlanta, and then he just had a little baby. So he got four little girls. Mm.
So how soon until we find out some more? Because they raiding his crib. I'm sure they taking devices, and they ain't leaving here empty-handed, you know? So
By Friday, we going to get – I mean, we get a new Diddy story every week. Every week, we've had a new Diddy story for, like, the last, I don't know, 6-7 pods. We're going to get more information. And guess what? Like, the feds and Homeland Security, they don't miss. They're not wasting all those man hours for nothing. Like, they're going to find what they got because they got an inkling that they already know they got you. They just need the evidence.
Sad day for Diddy.
What advice would y'all give Diddy?
If you know you guilty, stay where you at. You come back here, it's a wrap for you.
Yeah, change your name again, grow some dreads, and run for your life. You got enough money to make the run worth your while. So because you come back, it's all downhill. There's no coming back. There's no, you're gonna lose your freedom. You're gonna lose your money. You might as well run as long as you can at this point. Because obviously you're guilty if you ain't there and left the kids to deal with the handcuffs.
I mean, shit. This ain't got nothing. This is way bigger than, you know what I'm saying, the whole shootout he had in the club with Shine and Jennifer Lopez back in the day. Like, somebody got shot in the eye and all that, and that's horrible. But, like, this is it. This is Rap City, man. Mm-hmm. So,
good luck, that, bro. Quiet on Set?
I did not.
That shit was crazy, man. That's my childhood, all my shows. That shit is, like, looking back, like, damn, I remember that episode. And then seeing, like, they had some shit on there. They had a kid superhero called Nose Boy. Black kid, of course. They had him in the brown Spanx or the brown one-piece suit with noses on them, right? So the noses look like dicks. And then in one scene, he sneezes and it flicks to a girl, and you see is basically a skeeting on the woman. Like, they show that. I'm like, bro, I remember all this stuff as a kid and just looking at that doc and watching folks on the set be charged with, like, doing heinous crimes to kids, and then seeing on the show all the shit they was doing. They was putting pickles, like pickles, big pickles, put them through holes and stuff, like glory hole. Bruh, it's crazy.
Sad. That's that Nickelodeon shit, huh?
The Nickelodeon, yeah. A lot of the Nickelodeon shows, yep.
Yeah, I heard about them saying that these parents was letting these kids sleep over these adults' houses, getting rides to and from work. Like, it got my wife and my middle child watched it. I have not, so.
Yeah, man, we hear about unfortunate stuff all the time, man. I mean, shoot, with the R. Kelly doc, you know what I'm saying? Parents basically gifting their kids to R. Kelly. Sounds like much of the same in that doc. Mm-hmm. Because they want the riches and the fame, man.
Yeah.
Mm. Kids don't know better, man. Crazy pod, fellas. Crazy pod.
Yes, sir.
You can't make this up podcast, Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
Hey, Dizzle.
We out till next week.
Peace.